Everybody, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. Normally, this show is all about the Akashic Records and, you know, the energetic recording of your life's journey over every point of your existence. So it's every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's purpose for this lifetime. I've got to tell you that this past weekend has been an honor for me, and an absolute pleasure, and even more of an honor to bring to you tonight an explanation of a miracle that's happened. You know, Albert Einstein said that there's two ways of looking at life, you know, and those two ways are nothing is a miracle and everything is a miracle. And I want to tell you, I believe everything is a miracle. So let me tell you where I've been and what I've been doing. I went to San Diego from Cleveland, Ohio, specifically to see a man by the name of Brazzo. Now, that's not the way you spell it. So you want to go to www.bracoamerica.com to really look at who this wonderful being is. And it's not that he's a man. It's the fact that he brings to us the ability to see who we are in a most magnificent way. And I have to tell you that I have gathered here volunteers and actual participants in the workshop. Actually, it's not a workshop, in the gazings, and that are going to tell you their experiences and why they were motivated to come. But most importantly, I have with us tonight one of, if not the promoter for Brazzo in America. My guest tonight is Jane Sibbett. And she, along with Megan McCarthy and Angelica Whitecliff, have discovered this unique, blessed human being that opens us all up to our divine self. So without further ado, I would like to enjoy and have you all enjoy, and I'd like to introduce Jane Sibbett. Jane, thank you so much. We just finished this wonderful weekend. You were the MC for a good part of it, if not all of it. You're the spirit here behind bringing Brazzo to America. I mean, you live in Hawaii. You're here in San Diego. Gee, that's a tough life, isn't it? <You know? laughs> But the idea here is that you're here. So I want our listeners, okay, to listen to your story just for a moment. I know that we have some people that have to be on their way. But tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved in this, and then let's talk about who Brazzo is and why. Well, he's a life changer, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Everything changes once Brazzo comes into your life. Let me tell you, Donna. And first of all, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my pleasure.
It was such a gift to have you in our audience. Anyway, to look down and see your beaming face, and you so understood the energy so profoundly that I really, really appreciate you having been there in our audience. So thank you for being there. My experience with Brazzo began a year ago, actually a year ago October, when I was asked by Angelica Whitecliff, who had just finished writing a biography of Brazzo called 21 Days with Brazzo, on the heels of her journey with Brazzo in Croatia for 21 days. And she was bringing Brazzo to Hawaii to her Earth Transformation Conference that January. She'd met him the year before in Lawson, Nevada, was so moved by Brazzo that she invited him to her Earth Transformation Conference. And Brazzo said, my schedule is booked for the next 4 years, but tell me about Hawaii. So, of course, that was a wonderful pull for him. And he came, but she asked me and my husband if we would be interested in creating a documentary film about Brazzo's journey. Now, Brazzo had already had 80 DVDs created about his life and about the miracles that have surrounded him since he began making his healing gaze.
But that's in Europe.
That's in Europe, but there would be nothing at this point in English for an American audience or otherwise, nothing in English at all. And so we asked if we were interested, and we said, of course, we're interested. This could be interesting, and maybe I have a few things that I would like myself. But I did go in, as we all did, was like, well, this is kind of interesting, a little out of the box, and you know, maybe this isn't, you don't know what this is really going to work. But wouldn't it be great if it did work? And so initially, Angelica said, why don't you come to my house? I've been conducting these Skype gazing sessions with Brazzo now. For those of you who don't know Brazzo, how he conveys this energy, he doesn't do hands-on healing. He actually, when he first started, he didn't even know he had this healing ability, but when he first started, he did do, we can go back further and further into his history, but let me just...
The book and the website,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So when he first started, he was doing hands-on healing, but he then began making a gaze because there were so many people that would come, and one night in Bosnia, it became so intense, they worked 36 hours straight, and he looked out the door, and he saw the line was beyond what he could see,
and his
volunteers were exhausted. So he said, gather them together. I'm going to try something new. And so he gathered them together, and he made the first gaze, what we call making the first gaze. Now, since that time, he has seen, you know, up to 200,000 people a year. She sees up to 10,000 people a day in Europe.
Yeah.
But in America, he was virtually unknown. So she wanted to document this journey. So Angelica, after she had written this book, missed him, wanted to start doing Skype gazing sessions. Wanted to see if it worked through Skype. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But he did, and she found that it worked profoundly. And so she began gathering people in her home office to get them ready for Brasa's journeys coming to Hawaii. So she invited me to one of these Skype gazing sessions. As soon as I stood in front of that laptop, and my husband's on one side, Megan MacArthur, my producing partner's on the other side, and I could see their bodies shaking up and down, up and down, up and down, because we all became surrounded in this almost giddy bubble.
Yeah.
It was so euphoric. It was like we were high, basically. I got to tell you, what else? I see a man over there on the other side. His eyes, you know, he's crying and crying and crying. And we are doing everything we can not to laugh out loud because we didn't want to spoil it for anybody else. So the gazing is complete. We walk outside, and literally... we throw ourselves down on the couch. We start intertwining. We call it the puppy pile. So Liz wraps around. Megan's wrapped around my husband. I'm wrapped around my husband. We're all like, just like, oh, my God, this is so great. We're like giggling, trying not to giggle anymore. And this man who hadn't gone in yet, he points to my husband, and he says to his wife, I want what he has. We want it, too. We want more of that. Wait till you die.
Right.
So that was our first experience. So we were essentially hooked.
Yeah.
Then I got a message that brought someone me to come in and gaze again. So I went in for one more gazing with this other group, and this time when I stood in front of God. So I thought, well, I had some serious, serious personal issues with some help.
Sure.
And so I thought, oh, I'll ask for it this time. But this time when I brought forward, I'm like, okay, I have my list. I'm ready. As soon as the gaze started, I couldn't think of anything but, oh, my gosh, there you are. There's my friend.
Yeah.
Where have you been? And, oh, my gosh, you're working far too hard. Let me help you. What can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? And that was the thing that came over and over and over again. And then at the very end, I went, and you need to have fun, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you some fun, and you're going to come to Hawaii, and we're going to have fun. So I was hooked. My husband was hooked. Megan was hooked. We were all in hook, line, and sinker from the get-go.
Yeah.
And so we began doing the documentary film. This is a skygazing. So for 2.5 months before Brasa even arrived, we were documenting these people having these Skype gazing sessions. And I was still sick. I had intense allergies from moving to Hawaii from Los Angeles. And it got so bad I had to move out of my farm. I moved out of my house. I was away from my children.
Oh.
And we were talking about me moving back. So I was hoping the whole time, please, please, please. Meanwhile, I'm holding intentions for my family. They have profound healings, which we can talk about later. But I'm still sick. The day that he arrived, so 2.5 months later, I've been filming. Hold on. The day he arrived, I gave him a hug. I was curious. I noticed a couple of days later.
Whoa. I'm going to stop.
Okay.
All right. So just so everybody can get a real handle on this.
Okay.
What I'm hearing you say is that you were so, you know, you really were involved in the energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about wanting to create a documentary, but it's when we're talking here, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about being involved in the energy of wanting to share this the way Brasa shares himself with others.
Right.
And so the idea here is that all this time you were putting everyone above you, but yet you were still hoping that you were going to get cured.
Yeah.
All you did was hug him, and it was gone.
Well, you know what? He does say, and he does not. So for those of you who don't know, Brasa hasn't spoken in public in over 8 years. He doesn't talk to the media or anything. but he will talk to the people that he's working with.
Sure.
So what he has said for some is that if you've had this issue for a while, it might take a little time to unwind.
Sure.
It might take some time.
Right.
So I was dealing with, I'm shooting a film. It was really bad. I was sucking down so much water. I was coughing all the time, sneezing. I threw my back out. It was so bad because my allergies were so intense.
Yeah.
But it was a couple of days after he'd been on the island that I noticed that I wasn't coughing. And
wow.
A week later, my husband said, "Have you noticed that you're not coughing?" I'm like, "Shh, don't think so. Please don't think so."
Got it.
And he said, okay, just let me know. And then it's not returned.
Yeah.
Everybody has colds. I just recovered from a cold. So if I cough on this show, you'll understand.
You're making me talk here.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, we've been talking all day long. Right. I've been talking all day long. But for me, I had that healing after meeting him instantly. But now most people don't get to hug him. But me just holding the thought while I was shooting the film, my father had been put in hospice before I even began doing this. Before, when I was interviewing to be part of the documentary, he'd been put in hospice, given 2 weeks to live.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, "Dad, I would really like to bring you into this gazing. I'm going to be working with this man who's supposed to be a healer." And he said, "No, I don't really believe in that."
Excuse me.
There you go. All right, now you're bringing that. It's okay. It's moving energy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's energy
moving.
Yeah.
I know.
And he said, "I don't really believe in that." And I said, "Okay. Well, can I still bring you in anyway?" He said, "Well, if you do, let it be our secret."
Okay.
And so, because we come from a very traditional background and we don't want to offend anybody, and Bradford isn't selling anything. He's not a religion. He doesn't want anyone to worship him. He doesn't get in the way of my family's belief system, except that they believe those miracles only happen in their holy book, right?
Yes.
So
This is a non-religion.
It's a non-religion.
This is non-religion, and it's not anything. You can believe whatever you want to believe and receive.
Exactly. And people come from all walks of faith.
Got it.
We have Episcopal priests coming forward. We have Zen Buddhist monks coming forward, Japanese monks. We have the kahuna from Hawaii coming. We have the Native American nations coming forward. The shaman are coming forward. So all walks of life are coming forward and recognizing him as someone who has a gift that's from divinity. All walks of life. And that's the beauty of what Bradford does, and also not speaking about it, because now everyone can freely come forth.
Right.
So anyway, long story short, with my own dad, within a month, all the lesions were gone from his face, and he was released from hospice. And
it's
now 19, 20 months later, and he's not died. He still is, he's got dementia, but he's not in hospice.
Wow.
He's in assisted care. And she's doing fine. So it's still our little secret, though, so don't tell anybody.
Okay. Well, I think what's important here, though, is that, ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening to this, again, I want to give the website is www.bracoamerica.com. And so you can hear our voices, and you can still check out Brazzo and all the wonderful events that are. And please opt in to get on the list to find out when he's coming to your area. Now, here's what I'm excited about. He's going to be only 5 hours away from me, and that's going to be exciting. He's going to be in Indianapolis, and he's going to be on the East Coast, and that would be braco.net find out, right?
It's actually on both sites.
Okay.
So Angelica Wycliffe has a site. The woman who wrote the book has a site called braco.net.
Okay.
The events for everywhere in America are on both of our sites, BrazzoAmerica.com and Brazzo.net. So either one of them will get you. And actually, my site is linked to hers, and hers is linked to mine.
Got it. Okay. All right. So we have some people here. I'm just going to take 3 minutes. No, I'm not taking 3 minutes.
You take 20. I'm going to take 20. Go ahead.
We're going to have some people talk. Now, all right. First of all, one of the folks that's sitting right here that I would like to just chat with just for a real quick moment would be Scott Steele. And one of the reasons we're excited about Scott Steele being here is
you're excited?
I am.
Okay, good. Just checking.
I'm having a soul orgasm?
Soulgasm.
Soulgasm. That was a new word. I'm excited because you're our famous brother here.
Well,
other than Brazzo, you've been on what? Tell
Things
me that.
More famous than me.
Oh, come on. I don't.
Watch Friends. Choose a lesbian.
Get out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Brazzo's ex-wife.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
See, and my kids would know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I you know what my dream is? I want to be on Harry's Law because I want to be her sister. Okay. I think that I'm a perfect sister, you know,
sure.
for Kathy Bates.
Put it out there.
But there. That's what I want to do.
Set your intention.
There you go. Anyway, so talk to us about who you are, what you've done,
okay.
and why, but most importantly, why are you here? What drew you to be here?
I'm a big fan of James.
Scott Steele, though. He's been on lots of TVs and radios and stuff like that.
I'm a radio and television host originally from Tampa, Florida. Actually, Brandon, Florida, a town of 18,000.
Okay.
And had a dream of being a game show host when I was about 8 years old. And followed
a male than a white.
If you will.
Without the dress.
No dresses involved.
No dresses. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
That's all right. But anyway, I followed my dream and got into radio and television and was raised in the Christian faith.
Okay.
And as I kind of grew... in radio and television, started local television and went to national television. I was a host for E! Entertainment and MTV and VH1 now and also on Rick D's in the Morning and the Jamie Foxx Show. And
where's
so,
that?
In Los Angeles.
And isn't that syndicated nationally, though?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
National
okay.
Show.
Right.
So
okay, great.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Please listen and watch. Ratings, baby.
Right, there you go.
And what really happened with me is I was I go to Agape
okay.
with Michael Bernard Beckwith,
yes.
and he's just amazing.
Amazing. A Star of the Secret, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, a little heel and some dish, a little
sure.
dirt.
Absolutely. We're on internet radio. We can say anything.
He actually has a new movie that is coming out.
Okay.
I actually saw a screening on Friday.
Cool.
It is called Discover the Gift.
All right.
It is by... producer Damien, and I do not remember his last name, but wonderful guy put together the thing. It's The Secret on steroids.
All right.
So
okay.
we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but I've been in developing myself and seen The Secret and read Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting and
oh, yeah.
books that have opened me
Lynn
up.
Grabhorn.
Right. Unbelievable. That right. book changed my life.
Oh, yeah. But you understand where that came from, right?
Where?
Well, Lynn Grabhorn, what she did... the same way that Wayne Dyer did,
mm-hmm.
is they took Abraham's material from Esther Hicks.
Right.
Esther Hicks channels Abraham.
Right.
And they took Esther's information or Abraham's information, and they made it mainstream.
Yes.
So the folks who were, that would say, channel, oh, my goodness, another voice.
Right,
oh, my God.
Right.
You know, they took that information and made it mainstream. So you, as a Christian, could read it and say, I can gather this. I can get this.
Right.
And so that's what Lynn Grabhorn did, and that's
it did, and it worked.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That opened me up to
just
more
to mention that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
But that opened me up to new experiences and my call it,
change your head.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, change your head, change your life.
There you go.
You know,
well, this seems to be a book.
But it just opened me up, and that led me to Brazzo, and obviously to go delve deeper into that and to open up more opportunities.
Okay.
And it's funny because I was at the Brazzo event in Los Angeles and looking for something and open up and just mesmerized and my ADD cleared up.
Wow.
You know, I have horrible ADHD, dyslexia has been a nightmare for me to get through even, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
yeah.
That was like the second book, you know, I've read cover to cover,
wow.
you know, in my
wow.
life. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that's
this
amazing.
Was a, yeah, it was a big deal. So, and seeing Bronson, that's
learning scripts would probably be a little bit challenging.
Yeah, just a little. Actually, I can learn it. I learn it several different ways,
yeah.
but I memorize it and,
sure.
and go on.
Yeah.
But I do very good ad lib.
I can tell.
but it was kind of a transformation in my life, and it was to have. And then Jane and I got to meet, and working with this crew, the crew is such a good crew, from the volunteers
yeah.
to Jane and Megan. And Carl and just everyone involved around Brazzo is just amazing.
Yeah.
And they just do it with a selfless heart. That just giving and giving and giving. And it's just what Brazzo does as well.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, Jane's wonderful as the MC. I hate to call it, but I'm going to call it an MC anyway.
she hosts the event.
She hosts the event because she explains everything so well. But I love that your input, and I love the fact that people need to understand that it's not that you don't have to do hands-on healing
right.
in order to be healed. And it's even though Brazzo does not want to be called a healer,
right.
what he does is he brings the energy to us for us, then our higher self, to choose how whatever the divine wants for our hearts
yes.
to move forward. And so I think what's important, and we were going to talk about too a little bit more with Jane and some other volunteers that are here, is that it's not just a physical my knee hurts. It's ADD.
If I can interrupt you for a second. The thing is, I think that's the stuff that brings you here.
Yeah.
What you walk away with, and that's
exactly.
I came to clear my ADD, wanted uh-huh. my hair to grow a little bit more, my eyesight, knee pain, what you were saying, you know, those type of things. But what you go walk away with is, wow, I want alignment. I want the spiritual connection. And it's so much more. I mean, I'll fast forward a minute.
Sure.
Since, when was LA?
A month ago.
1 month ago.
Wow.
And I have, probably 2010, I hate to say it was the worst year ever, but just was the most trying and the most, I had a lot of stuff to look challenging and lots of things to learn.
Yeah, that's right.
But since January, and I started going to Agape and then finding Brazzo, and my life has turned around. New television opportunities, new radio shows, radio shows.
Hey, then.
And it's just developing new studio projects, amazing stuff.
Great.
And it's just amazing. But the gift that I get beyond these great things
sure.
is I was asked by Jane to come with them and work with them. Normally I'm up in front of the room and doing that stuff and in front of the camera, but I get to go behind the scenes. And this is the gift that I get. I get to hear all the stories of, and I'll share just a couple with you.
Sure.
We had a woman who did not want to, lots of people don't like to get up, intimidated to get up in front of the room, but what they do, what they're willing to do is go on camera. I get to hear those stories. We had a woman who was blind when she walked in with the type of blindness that keeps the eyelids closed.
Yes.
The eyelids opened up one session.
Wow.
And this is going to happen for anyone, everyone? No. It's just an individual.
That's right. But the other piece is, and what I've also gotten for the past 2 days, because this is my first experience with Brazzo.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell us your story.
I will in a minute. That's the other show.
Okay.
Anyway, but what I notice here is that even though maybe a physical ailment is not shifted the way somebody would like it to be,
mm-hmm.
The reality is their heart is open. So basically, although they may not be their bodies, it's a wave of information. It's like it's cumulative. It seems like it you have to. For some people, they're more ready than others to really receive that love to be able to be healed. And so there are many people out there that may not be cured, but are definitely healed in the heart.
They're changed.
Exactly. Totally changed. You cannot walk away from here, not being changed. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to
No, it's great, mm-hmm. and people need to understand that the changes that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was stated in The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if when you you instantaneously manifested something, you're not ready for that. Absolutely.
Oh,
you know, you see the elephant in the room. You know, I want to see an elephant. Boom, it happens. You know what? God, universe, whatever you call it, knows better than we do.
Exactly.
And you know what? It takes time. When you put that intention out, when you're lined up with getting it, that's when it happens.
Wow.
And you're never going to attract anything into your life that you're not ready for or prepared for or willing to receive.
That's for sure. So what's your next step? Can you tell us about some of your projects you've come that are manifesting because of this wonderful work?
We have
anything you can share? I know there's Hollywood doesn't let you talk about stuff, you know.
I just don't want to jinx it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I will tell you about, we have a new show called Scotty and the Hotties.
It's
a great show with me and a Miss Universe and a Miss Hawaiian Tropic. And
good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And,
It's a rough life, I know.
Great spiritual
self. Communing soul.
Exactly. Show me your heart, baby. Sorry.
So we have that, and there's some. We're doing another music show and some channels.
Right.
Well, you'll know. You can always go to scottsteele.net.
Okay, everybody get that, Scott. And it's S-C-O-T-T.
Correct.
Steel, S-T-E-E-L.
Yep.
Correct.
Two E's.
Two E's and an L.
Exactly.
Don't forget the S's. .net, okay?
You might want to say it all. ScottSteel.net.
Got it.
And put that together.
Right.
But just everything. You know what? I'm just kind of in this session today, I just kind of let it go. And, you know, Wayne Dyer says it best, let go and let God.
You betcha. That's it.
I surrender all.
Well, you know, what I loved working with you is that you have such great questions, that you make the people whose stories that are being told, you know, in your back of the room type of interviews that you're doing,
yes,
you make them feel so comfortable,
okay,
you know, and you really carry the energy of Brazzo there to let them know that they're loved, and that's really important, and that's very important for somebody to do.
I'll tell you another story real quick. We had a gentleman who brought his mother today.
Okay.
And she was 85 years old. Now he has to take her to every Brazzo event.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Their father, who passed away, God rest his soul, had six strokes.
Ooh.
His face, he couldn't speak, and she brought a picture of him to the Brazzo event and held the picture over her heart during one of the gazings. And it was amazing, the story that they went home that night. The man had not spoke in 6 months. They'd been dealing with this, and he was able to speak. He was able to walk around.
Wow.
And his health was continuing to deteriorate, and he did pass away.
Right.
But they all got to say their goodbyes and get things
That's
off their
so
chest.
Important.
It's so important, and it just made the passing and crossing over so much easier for them and the family. You know, I got in tears myself.
Oh, I don't blame you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you can't see Scott. He's a hottie. Okay, all right. I'm a grandma, but he's
cute. Thank you.
So what I want to say is that the reason I preface that is not just to give you a compliment, to tell everyone out there that when someone from the Hollywood area,
right,
And that's in the realm that you are, you know, especially if you've got this Scotty with the hottie business, you know, the fact that you're so spiritual,
yes,
and that you're healing your heart as well as your life, that means so much. It goes such a long way to really give everybody else inspiration. And you can't tell me that you're not throwing some of that stuff, a little jab here and there of spirituality in your shows when
Absolutely.
You can. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that's just so important.
Well, you know, it's really funny that you brought that up, because Friday night when I saw Discover the Gift,
uh-huh,
I was thinking that I was so proud of the executive producer, Damien, for producing this, because he produced Leaving Las Vegas and these big Hollywood, and he drove the Ferraris and all the girls in the party, and he was able to bring that to the table and bring this
that's
gift,
true.
And I think that's kind of where my life is leading right now.
You are a gift.
Oh,
thank you so much for being here.
Oh,
and
thank you for having us.
Thank you for talking so well. I want to get to the other volunteers,
sure,
too. But don't go away.
We're here.
Okay. All right. I don't know everybody's name here, ladies and gentlemen. I just know their beautiful faces. Okay, so you know what? Let's do you, okay? And you come sit here. And please share your name with me.
Kim Hudson.
Kim Hudson. And where are you from, Kim?
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California. So what, is this your first experience with Brazzo? Why? Who? Talk to us. We want to know.
Yesterday was my first experience, and I have done a circle of friends.
And what is the circle of friends?
Because
you understand that.
Right.
These people, we don't know who they know. Right?
Right. So, there's a man named Bruno Gruning that lived approximately around World War II.
Okay.
And he was, he did energy work.
Yes.
And people came to him and were healed, and thousands of people came, and he had problems with the Nazis and all of this. And since he's died, they have groups that get together, and they bring in his energy, and they have tapes of his voice.
Okay.
They told me about Bruno Gröning.
Okay.
They told me about the Agape.
They told you about Brazzo. No?
I'm sorry, yes. That's they good. Told me about Brazzo.
Okay, got it.
And they told me about the Agape event.
Yes.
But I missed it.
Okay. Now Agape also had a gazing. They had a streaming gazing.
That's
the
one I
had three
of
them. Okay, all right, got it, all right.
And I have had an extremely challenging year.
Okay.
I have a condition called reflex sympathetic dystrophy or complex pain syndrome 2.
How does that manifest? What does that look like or feel like so that people have an understanding about what you go through?
It is got to be the most painful condition that there is. Free radicals attack your cells and break you down. And not a lot of physicians know about it, and so they think you're crazy. And
like fibromyalgia was when it first came out.
You curl up.
Yeah.
You swell.
Uh-huh.
The pain is so bad you scream and cry. And,
it's just nerve pain or is it cellular pain?
What happens is first you have the free radicals that are attacking, trying to find a missing ion, and they'll take it from anything. They'll take it from your minerals, and then you go into cramps.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
And that are horribly painful.
Yeah. Wow.
Burning, just excruciating.
Okay.
And they'll do tests on you, and they'll say nothing's wrong. You're insane.
I see.
And then
I love the medical.
Your nervous system.
I do love the medical community. Excuse me.
Your
as long as they're open to what we can do here. Go ahead.
Your nervous system overreacts because it's trying to fight whatever's happening, and it just starts sending blood into the area, and you swell, and your bones feel like they're going to explode. It's just horrible.
Okay.
And they give you spinal blocks, which I never would take, and they give you these horrible drugs, and it's terrible. So I was doing fairly well with all kinds of alternative things, and then my feet started to be so numb. I fell 3 times last year, and one time I fell off the porch and I landed on a pointed toe and twisted and landed on my hand, and my hand's fairly deformed at this point. And I had to keep my foot in the air, and I'm in a wheelchair. I live alone, so
a little challenging.
Nothing. I couldn't.
Wow.
I had to get real creative. Some children helped me fabulously.
Huh. Wow.
But I could not use crutches because of my hand. I couldn't use a wheelchair because of my hand. So I had to be pushed everywhere. And
wow.
Through working with the, I finally came up with a scooter, a little push scooter that helped me to get around.
Okay.
And through my work with the circle of friends, I was able to attract some solutions.
Okay.
And I was feeling very, in the last month I've started walking, I'm uncurling, my shoulders are back, I'm standing up. In fact, people today were questioning me if I should be in the special needs section, which felt so good because I was feeling good.
Yes.
But yesterday I had all this chatter, and I came in and I had an excruciating attack yesterday,
okay.
Crying pain, just horrible, and I was still in it. And I saw these stars coming out of Brazzo's eye.
When he was gazing.
Gazing.
Just let's back up for a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so the way this works, ladies and gentlemen, okay, is that Jane does a wonderful introduction of Brazzo, and she talks about a little bit about his life and whatever, and just kind of snippets of things, and then we see a clip of a DVD so that we have a much better anchor, an idea of who Brazzo is. And then Brazzo comes out and stands up on this podium, and all he does is stand there and look at the crowd. So all he does is gaze. Now, we also have to realize that when he does this, the first time I saw him in person, he literally took my breath away. It's like I had to breathe. It's like, it was because it was such a sensation. And when he gets up on the podium, many times people will see different things. So some people see shadows. Some people see the faces of deities. Some people see angels. And some people see, what did you say?
Well,
I want you to share now. Now that I've got a little background there.
I think I want to back up a little bit.
Okay.
After I got an email, I went on YouTube and I looked at everything that I could find on this.
So if somebody wants to go up on YouTube, they go onto YouTube. They BRACO.
Yes.
That's
and
it.
I pulled up all...
BRACO America, because then you'll have English there. Otherwise, it might be Croatian and you might not understand what's going on. And that might not be okay. I mean, that's okay, but whatever.
There were a lot of
Brazzo.
Yes, and okay. I saw...
Everybody, it's Donna Fox again. Sorry to have lost you there for a short little moment. But we are back, and we are with Elena, and she is about to just continue telling us in an encapsulated form about why it's so important for her to be a part of Brazzo.
Well, I just felt an immediate connection the moment I saw his picture. And as I was saying, I went to YouTube. I saw the videos. I read everything on Brazzo America and Brazzo.net. And I was just very so drawn that I almost got on the plane for the next day to go to Las Vegas, but I couldn't really do it because I have too many patients booked that day. I felt very drawn to the jury, and as soon as Brazzo came back to L.A. in January, I went there the 3 days, full 3 days of gazing. The first thing I did, I went and I bought the
sunset.
Sunset.
Which is Croatian for a sun, right? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
On the quick study.
Okay. And basically, I just had a big, big connection, like, at home, and I really have also a nice story about the tunes.
Please tell us.
The first day that I saw Brazzo for the first time, I couldn't see him. He was just disappearing in front of me, and my eyes started itching, and I started having pain on my eye and my forehead, and every session was getting worse and worse and worse. And by the end, I just had so much pain. I even took a Tylenol, and, which I never take. And he couldn't do anything, and the pain was getting so bad that we went for dinner, and I was just crying because of the pain. And I can hold a lot of pain.
Sure.
And my friend said, "Well, why don't you put your sunset in your forehead?" And I go, "Yeah." I put it, and 5 minutes later, the pain was gone.
Oh my God!
I had another experience with a big pain on my stomach. One horrible pain. I just couldn't take it, and I put it on my stomach, and the pain in 5 minutes was gone.
Well, I think what's important for our listeners to realize is that this piece of jewelry isn't. It actually seems to me that it radiates light, and somehow it is like a conduit that is like a key. It's like a energetic key. That's what it looks like. That's what it feels like to me. I don't have one, but I will get one someday. But you never know. You never know. The idea, and they're all gold. They're beautiful. They have a diamond in them, and they are magnificent energetically. And so that's the healing stuff.
And people get very drawn to it.
Yeah.
People notice it when you wear it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and another thing I want to talk is about the voice.
Oh, yes.
I got the DVD, the Golden Bridge that has a voice, and the Spark to Flame, which are my two favorite DVDs.
Uh-huh.
And I, with my patients, at the end of the treatment, and leave them 20 minutes with a magnet. And before, I used to put this kind of nice music, you know. And now I put the voice. I recorded it. And when they come from another session, I don't want to impose it either. You know, first I said, "Lou, listen to this voice. It's very healing. And just think about yourself getting better."
Right.
So the second time they come, I go, "Well, I don't know if you want to hear the voice. I can just put music," and everybody wants the voice.
The voice.
The voice. Put the voice.
Okay, yeah.
So that is very powerful, too, just to listen to his voice. And that's why I'm here. I just feel that I want to be part of Brazzo. I want to help as much as I can and just be part of it. I feel I am part of it. And that's what that guy said, is like an activation, like, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I think the other thing is we have to explain to our listeners that Brazzo has many DVDs in in Croatian, but he has how many in English? He has six in English, and when we're talking about the voice, there, Bratzo has a center in Croatia, and when he is traveling, people come to his center, and all they listen to is his voice when he's not there, and it's just an amazing thing. Elena, thank you so much
for being
here, and thank you for being such a great guardian.
Yeah, it was you're really nice.
Really
meeting
lovely.
You
nice
meeting
with
you. This
thank you, darling. Be well. Okay, Laurie, and the three of you guys. Come on. All right, we're bringing up the catalyst. We're bringing up the catalyst of this group. Come on, and we have the other catalyst that's in the background, Miss Joanne. But the catalyst for my coming is Miss Laurie Rayon Anderson. And you folks who have listened to my program have heard Laurie speak many times. She is with PUTA, and PUTA's even here. PUTA's in the background. Of course, she's not talking right now. But she will, maybe. And the other thing that's important is Laurie also has boat trips with the dolphins, and she also studies the Akashic Records with me, and she's also the one that sponsors me in when I do classes here in the San Diego area for Akashic Records. But my story here is I had heard, this is kind of, remember when you first heard about Bratzo? I had heard about Bratzo, and Laurie had heard about Bratzo separately. Then I talked to Laurie, and she was on her way going, within a day or two of going to L.A. for the very first time. Remember, we were talking on the phone? Actually, we were kind of teasing about it because I've got it. Gazing, right? Okay, so we're gonna learn. We're gonna play. We're gonna look into each other's eyes. That's what Buddha said. Yeah, she was making jokes.
Was like, I'm a gazer. He's
I'm a gazer. Hey, you know what a deal this is. You know, it's like, hey, come on. It's like, well, who is this guy? You know, this guy's gonna look at me, right? Wow, you know. And so anyway, so Laurie showed up, and her world changed. So. You're on, Ms. Laurie Rayon.
Yeah, it absolutely did. I've been volunteering. I've been volunteering on the Bratzo team in the Los Angeles area, I think, five times. I've lost track. It seems like it's just been such an incredible journey. It's been about a year now.
Uh-huh.
And each time I've written about it, I have a newsletter called Dolphin Well Kept. Each time I've written about the experience because it was so profound, it was life-changing.
Sure.
We don't have time from all my stories.
Oh, I know.
It has been transformational. I feel an intense, overwhelming wave of gratitude
when
I'm in his presence. And I am an animal communicator, so in working with animals, their foundation is gratitude.
Right.
These are service beings. They're from the angelic frequencies. And Bratzo is the only human being to date that has contacted me on that frequency.
Wow.
Telepathically.
Yes.
And after being in his presence. And he even started making jokes to me. And I remember one time I came out of one session, I walked up to my friend Joanne, who's here, and I said, what did you get? And she said, something about his pants. And I said,
his ripped jeans. His ripped jeans.
He said to me the next day, he said, did you see I have nicer pants on today? And I was just like, silly stuff like that. But let's not get me. The thing is, I'm starting to develop this connection. And then, should we tell the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
So tell us.
So then
ahead.
I came home, and I live in San Diego.
Yeah.
And one morning, I woke up, I have my morning meditation. And I sometimes have it in my bed. You know, I just get up and have it. And I have my cats around me, PUTA. And I felt this voice, and he said, remember me, I'm the guy with the cool pants. And I said, if it's really you, I need a sign. And he said, okay, let's talk about your friend Donna Fox.
That's right. That's the other reason why.
And I said, you want to talk about my, he said, you have her picture right there. There's a flyer. Pick it up. Look at it. Because I had taken your picture. And then, of course, I always have your flyers.
That's
we're always promoting Donna's workshops.
One of us are promoting the other all the time anyway.
That's right. So I picked up the picture, and he said, look with me at her neck.
Yeah, and it's true.
And he said, do you see darkness? And I said, yes. This is all telepathic. Okay.
Yeah, right, right.
And he said, will you radiate her neck with golden light with me, please? And I said, yes, I will.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah.
And in just a few minutes, you know, like a minute, he said, that's all. I have to go now. And he said, call her. And then he was gone. And it was like, and I'm joking because it's just a one-way call. I can't call him back. Maybe someday I'll call him back and he'll answer the phone.
But yeah.
And anyway, so two or three days went by and then PUTA jumped up on the bed.
It's
and she said, and she said, you never called Donna. And I said, no, I don't. I think. And she goes,
No, I said, so I called Don and I said, the strangest thing happened with Brasso, and I told her the story, and she actually started crying.
Yeah, exactly.
She started crying on the phone, and she said that she hadn't told anybody about this growth and this trouble.
Well, it wasn't a growth. It was a fear. My father had throat cancer, cancer of the esophagus.
Okay.
And for a while, I was having a hard time swallowing pills. And I didn't know what was going on there. And it's like, I mean, it would get stuck. It's like, what is the pill getting stuck in my throat for? I mean, I'm a healthy lady, you know, I mean, relatively, and, you know, all things being equal. And I couldn't figure, it didn't hurt. It just would get stuck.
Okay.
And it would bother me. And it was like, why is this happening? And then all of a sudden, it didn't happen anymore. And you called me and said, guess what I did? I went, what?
I had a conversation with Brasso in my mind, like I do with the animals, and it was about you.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, it wasn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty intense, you know? It's very intense.
So
you took my picture, though, to the gazing, too, and held the gazing.
I did.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's what I was saving for you.
Great story.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's
it. There's lots of stories.
Lots of stories. We got we want to talk to Lori again, but if you want to talk to Lori, you got to go to LoriRayon.com. That's RerayonLauriRayon.com, and she does wonderful boat trips, and you get oodles and oodles of dolphins and whales, and she does all sorts of wonderful things,
and Akashic Records.
And Akashic Records too.
That's a really cool story that's on the BrestleAmerica.com.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep, right. That's
right.
For sure.
So thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Okay, Mariah, come on over. And then you're up on deck. Okay, go ahead. Talk to us, Mariah. This is Mariah Bush.
Hi, I'm Mariah, and I don't like to talk most of the time.
Well, okay, then I'm going to talk for you. Mariah Bush is an old friend of Lori, and I met Mariah, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever it was, when I first came to San Diego, and we used to do classes and meetings at Mariah's house because Mariah is a very unique light worker. Mariah has an open heart, and she is in the process of working to her full potential as the goddess that she is. And from this place that she comes to volunteer, she unearths herself layer upon layer upon layer that gets shed. And this record's talking to me now, kid, that come forward. And they unearth you every time you see Brasso. I want you to know that. So that's the clearing. That's the emotion that you're feeling. That when that wave comes over you and you want to cry, it's not sadness. It's a clearing. It's an emotional clearing that we're allowing the river of our tears, okay, not to be in sadness, but to be in joy. So go ahead, now talk.
I do feel it as joy and gratitude,
yeah.
and I do feel emotional pain in my throat at first, and just on the first session, and then it left after that. But one of the things I'm really grateful for is that he does gaze, because to me, in my experience, and having to be on Earth is kind of a foreign experience. And speaking is not my first language.
Okay. That's right.
It's
right.
Being quiet and experiencing, and that's what I love about the experience process for me.
Well, you know, and how did you find being a volunteer? Was that fun?
Absolutely.
Yep, you've been a volunteer a while, right?
No, this is actually my first time being a volunteer for Brasso.
Well, that's
and,
great.
And we'll do it again in L.A. and
okay. Well, that's great. Well, if you won't mind, I'm going to bring Jane back up. Thank you so much, Mariah. All right. Okay. Miss Jane.
Hello.
This has been a great show.
Oh, Donna.
I mean, I'm just so thrilled because everybody was so wonderful and talked so well. And
thank you. Thank you so much. Eloquent, beautiful stories, and this is the tip of the iceberg of the miracles that are happening all around us every time we immerse ourselves in Brasso's cave. Really remarkable.
Well, you know, one of the things that I would like to do is, whether it's once a month or whenever you're going to be doing something anywhere, I'd love to have Angelica on, talk about her book, and so that we can get everybody there. But before anything goes, tell them when they can come see Brasso. Please, and we're going to give you the website again, but talk about what's coming up, like next week?
This coming week,
this coming
just
week.
In 2 days, in Portland. We're going to be in Portland this Wednesday and Thursday. Oh, it'd be so good if I had my calendar in front of me. I have so many dates because we've been doing 14 cities.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's been a little intense. So we're in Portland 23rd, 24th. Is that correct?
Tuesday and Wednesday. No, Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Then we have one day off. We fly to Phoenix for the weekend.
Okay.
Oh, good. I mean, it's fun. It's fun. I had all that stuff. So
okay.
I think that's the...
Go look for it. I'll talk.
I think it's the 26th, 27th.
Okay.
And then...
But they can go up on...
Then the 28th and... the 29th and the 30th, we're in Denver. So it's on our website, blacksofamerica.com, and from there he goes to Indianapolis. From there, he goes to Miami, Florida.
And then New Jersey.
And then he goes to Edison, New Jersey. And then we have more dates in June. And then he's off.
Yeah.
For a while, and we don't
know
when.
But he's coming back to Los Angeles in June.
He's back into Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
Okay.
We are hoping to go to New York City. We'll see if that can manifest.
That's amazing, yeah.
It's a big, big city, big deal. And we'll see that's on the docket.
And hopefully we can get him to come to Cleveland.
Yes, I think actually Angelica has plans for that.
All right, well, when she gets, I want to know about that
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
I would be a part of that. All right, but you know, the thing is that we love the work that Brazo does. Mm-hmm. There's just nothing else that can compare. And, you know, it's not about him being worshipped. It's about him, you know.
He doesn't want to be worshipped. He doesn't want anyone to idolize him. He definitely doesn't want that bobbleheaded doll on the dashboard.
No, for sure.
He really just wants to give. And then what happens next is that everyone can take that gift and they can share that gift with everyone. Everyone is activated to be their highest potential right now. And it's a really beautiful and exciting time on the planet. There's a lot of hard things that are going on in the world. Okay. And how much do we need this kind of energy to be activating everyone to their true gifts, their divine path?
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
And I wanted to add one thing. I don't know if you mentioned when I was gone, and that he doesn't charge anything.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Brazo doesn't charge for his gifts of healing. There is an $8 charge at the door.
$8 per gazing. I mean, you can't go to a movie for $8.
No, you can't. But and that is only to cover our costs, and our costs are very expensive because of all the traveling that we have to do.
Sure.
But we are so beautifully supported by an incredible group of volunteers all across America and all around the world, of course.
Right.
In Europe, you can see him for free, but in America, because we
have
So anyway, he doesn't take anything for his gift of healing. He gives selflessly, he gives all year round, and it's beautiful.
But and the other thing too is on the website people can purchase the DVDs though, right?
You can get the DVDs and the book on the website.
And the book, okay.
You can't get the soothsayer, the jewelry. Right?
Jewelry.
But you can
read about it.
You can read about it. You can read about it on the website and about the book too.
But you can also in order to buy that jewelry, you got to come
to the live event.
That's right.
Some reason, it has to be transferred hand to hand.
Oh, that's
you can't even mail it to people.
You
have to be hand to hand, heart to heart.
Well, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a whole other story. We'll have to have you on and talk about that. I mean, this is endless, 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 endless. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I really want to thank you for listening. I'm sorry we didn't take any calls today, you know, you can listen to this, and if you have any questions, once you go on the Brazo, Brazo, America.com, you can opt in to be on the mailing list, the email list, and they can ask questions on their emails, right?
You can write to us at BrazoAmerica@gmail.com. And also, by opting in, you're also available and for updates on the streaming when Brazo does his live streaming.
Right.
Then you can, from the comfort of your laptop or if you're in a hospital or whatever, you can hook into the live stream that way. It's really cheap.
Is that going to be, are they going to charge for that?
They
have to charge
almost
something.
Because the platform costs us money. We've been building a whole Brazo.tv. platform so that people can have 24/7.
And the other thing is people want, just so you know, the reason why it's Brazo, what it means is
little brother
in Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
So for all those people who are looking for a little brother with magical powers, I don't want to put it that way, but the idea
is extraordinary gift.
You know, and
he's not up on a pedestal.
He's
familial. So many people say, "Oh, there you are, your brother."
You know, the other thing too is when I saw him, he just reminds me. He has this innocence about him. One of the things I didn't share in the gazing that I really wanted is there was this one gazing I was at, and I couldn't get it out of. It's like I was seeing you know, him as a child, me as a mm-hmm. child, all these children literally mm-hmm. playing in daisies mm-hmm. in this beautiful field of daisies where little kids with this blonde hair flying, and it was just laughing and giggling, and that's just was so wonderful and warm and
yeah.
just so
takes
very
you back to your innocence.
Exactly,
yeah.
mm-hmm. goes back to the innocence.
I mean, we will often say to people to open themselves up to the energy, just try to approach it as an innocent child.
Absolutely.
On a summer day, even. Yeah,
exactly,
you know?
And that's exactly what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, thank you so much for
thank
being with
you
us.
So much. I'm so honored to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. Pleasure. And then
it's a love fest.
It is a love fest. We're going to try and get this downloaded for you okay. so that you can put it on Brazzo. On your website. Yeah. In the meantime, if people want, there is archives with bbsradio.com. They can do the archives. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is, I'm going to say goodnight to all. I know you want to hear more, but you get to go on the website and read all about this. So, for tonight, this is Donna Fox saying, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record for bringing me here to this wonderful place, for opening my heart and to be able to receive from Brazzo. And I want to thank all the people who are involved, all the guardians, all the wonderful beings of light that are here, Brazzo, Jane, Megan, Scott, everybody, all the names, the non-named folks, you know. So with that, we wish you a miracle-filled week. May your hearts be opened and your burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so it is. Thank you so much. Bless you.